This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the California Nevada Credit Union League's Reach Conference here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Origins' very own Britt Barker.
Thank you.
In the studio lounge, how are you, sir?
Hey, it's always enjoyable to be at the Cosmo, but the more Cosmo. Enjoyable to visit with you.
Well, thank you.
I look forward
that.
To these opportunities.
I do too, because you are just a wealth of information. Wow. and you display it so articulately.
We definitely go as credit unions go, and definitely want the credit unions comfortable with Origins and what's going on.
Yes, and you guys do that very, very well. So let's talk about the future of lending. You're on a panel as well, right? The future of lending panel session. So when is that taking place, or has it already?
It had. This was pertaining to Filene. Filene has done several road shows this year.
Okay.
Boston, Dallas, California, and last week we were in Dallas. And we were speaking on the future of lending there, and that was a neat roadshow in the sense that Filene had some of the entities that build branches. They had some of the data analytics groups, Treliance in particular, and then we were there speaking on lending.
Okay.
And what I found interesting about it, Mike, was the branch discussion was really about where to build the new ones, how to build them, but it really centered around member engagement. And then analytics was all about getting the various sources of data into the right one, some kind of warehouse that from there, they then, you know, credit unions can then utilize that information to really make the right moves with their members on the lending front. Mm-hmm. And so it played nicely into lending as a whole. So whether you were in branches, whether you were in analytics, or whether you are a loan origination platform, we were all talking about how do we engage the member better.
Awesome. So what were some of the takeaways?
So one of the takeaways, it really comes down to using data properly. And there's a lot of entities out there that want to help credit unions get to that source of truth to help answer the questions that the members need. But it really feels like there's a shift going on now, and that shift's really about, tell me, you're the financial institution, you know a lot about me, tell me my next best move. So it's almost that the members are looking to the institution.
Right.
Offer me what is my next thing.
Yeah.
And that has become much more apparent in the platform. In fact, we've kind of redone our complete front end, our ARC DX, the digital experience now.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to joining the institution. Before it was, hey, Mr. Mrs. Member, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's start to fill out the application and we'll serve up to you based on what we know about you.
Right, right.
Really, what is your next move?
I love it.
And so we've kind of reversed the actual application flow.
That seems like a more proactive approach, don't you think? So, which is, I think, what credit unions need today.
Well,
being more proactive and serving their members.
And it is, like whether we're on Amazon Prime, whether we're on Netflix, right? When you're finally settling in, time for a show, right? Because you watched this.
How about this? Exactly.
Same thing in lending. I know so much about them.
Yeah.
And especially those coming up, there is that expectation of just take care of me.
Yeah.
You are a trusted institution. What should I do?
I like that. Just take care of me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Show me you know me. Just take care of me, right?
There's the show me you know me. I used that like a dozen times last year.
Now it's just take care of me.
Just take care of me. I like that. So the next question here, lending is rapidly evolving industry, obviously. So what changes or innovations were highlighted in the discussion that are most exciting and impactful for you guys? So what's changing out there besides the proactiveness and the individuality of it all?
Yeah, there's still the balance of what's going on online and digitally, and certainly then fraud mitigation with that, because so much of the activity does come online. So the institution needs to be comfortable. You are the real Mike. You're the Mike I want to serve up this information to. So what third-party providers that are experts in fraud, right, can be utilized to help the lender get comfortable and send you on your way.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you want to come in, you want to get what you need or be served up what you need mm-hmm. and execute on that and be on your way.
Okay.
So we've got to do that in a compliant and fraud mitigated way that the institution can do that. So that is so much of the money is spent, so much of the focus,
mm-hmm.
while balancing what's going on behind the scenes with the staff. Right, and how the staff is supporting that beautiful experience online,
right.
or how the system is fostering it so that I can come in, get what I want, or if I hit a certain threshold or it starts to get uncomfortable, now that comes to the staff, but the staff is armed with what they need to do. So again, they can provide that delightful experience mm-hmm. to me and keep me moving through the
right,
process.
Right, right. Which is the balance that we're all looking for, right? Especially credit unions, for sure. So, yeah, and to get that member experience, I'm creating that memorable member experience.
Well, and the beauty of it, Mike, is the enablement that so many of the third parties and the specialists, the fintechs, right,
mm-hmm.
are doing today.
Yeah.
So, our position with the credit unions is, look at those fintechs as enablers that are going to align strategically
mm-hmm.
so that they can continue to march forward and grow
yep.
the way they want to grow. And that's where what we're trying so hard in our platform is to integrate with the right ones
yeah. Yeah.
and empower the institution to have the flexibility to go where it needs to go.
Well, that segues perfectly to my next question here, because as Origins evolves with the industry, how do you guys decide what's next? Because there's so much out there,
there
that's
is.
Next, you know?
That's the roadmap, right? Everyone kind of gets tired of roadmap and where is it on the roadmap? And it's the prioritization.
Mm-hmm.
So at Origins, we talked about this in the past, how we've kind of changed to SAFe or scaled agile framework, which really is about every 10 weeks. Really forces us to prioritize
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and map the next 10 weeks. So that exercise, we've been through 9 of those, and it's really helped our ability to develop mm-hmm. at a quicker pace
mm-hmm.
and build that product so that it is more responsive to what the institution needs. So, but the way we're really prioritizing is our strategic council, our board, our user groups. So we really are looking at what's going on in the industry, and there's a good combination. We have a whole client experience group
mm-hmm.
that are working consistently with the credit unions, right? That net promoter score is a big deal.
Right.
So we're looking at that and the feedback there, and then we're looking at the new credit unions that are new to Origins and what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's prioritizing, here's what they're hearing, and then what are we seeing also in the industry, because we're out in it every day.
Oh yeah.
But at the end, the user group, the strategic council, and the board are really the priorities based on voice of customer.
Yep, good deal. So when it comes to innovation and technology advancement, what are you most excited about? What's ahead? Kind of dovetails off the last question.
Of that, Mike, but I think I've been trying to better understand machine learning and this artificial intelligence, right?
Good luck.
I know.
You and the rest of us.
There's so much of it in there. And playing with it.
Yeah.
But there's a variety of podcasts that we've been looking and listening to. But what that has really come down to is it's these redundant, boring operations that we kind of hung on to. But do we really need to do them, or can we let the system actually do it?
Yeah, that's right. So I think it's going to be effective.
The easiest example right now is for the credit unions that are doing indirect lending.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, when that deal comes in from the dealer, right through Smart Fund is the terminology, it comes in digitally. Document process automation can stack it in the order the credit union wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can take 100 of the rules and look at all the data. So it takes the approval and it takes the funding mm-hmm. documents mm-hmm. and it matches it all up. So then I'm a funder, I open that up and it says, this is good to go. Or this is missing this item and this item. So my time of looking at this, comparing to that, looking to this, gone.
Yeah.
Right?
No doubt.
But does someone really want to compare A, approval, B, funding? Let a system do that and let that individual do something more engaging and more enjoyable, like member engagement.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So that is one that we encourage the credit unions. They've got to
yeah.
get on board with document process automation. For sure.
And using the AI to help make it that much more efficient, I think.
So now, right, we have you're efficient, and then we have so many loans going through this. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those third-party partners that does this for some big, big banks in the industry as well.
Right.
So guess what it's seeing? It's seeing fraud. And so it's going to red flag fraud. So again, we're on this mission of mitigating fraud. Mm-hmm. So that's another big tool.
Oh, so many great uses for sure. Every time I talk to somebody about ChatGPT or generative AI or just AI in general, it's like, what's the conversation going to be like a year from now? I can't wait for that. What's it going
to
be?
I think we all need to just hang on and try to set aside time to play with it, use it, learn.
Completely, yeah.
This isn't put your head in the
Let's go back to kindergarten and just play with it. Yeah, for sure. All right, next question here. How do you think these innovations will impact the credit union staff and ultimately the member? I think we just talked about the staff side of it, but the member.
Yeah, certainly having the staff engaged, moving the member where they want, but so much of using this data, we talked about make it easy for it, tell me what my next move is. Seeing the institution as there for everything that I would need. I think that's the mission of what the credit unions have to get across is, I've got you. In whatever you need, I can do it for you. So these innovations are empowering. Now this is kind of from a loan origination, account origination platform perspective, but we're enabling them to execute on that quicker, more efficient, and actually less expensive.
Yeah, that's so many wins, many wins. All right, last question, and I'll let you go on your way, Britt. What advice would you give a credit union would you give credit union lending professionals looking to stay relevant in this rapidly changing environment? So that R word seems to crop up at every conference we go to, every year. So what's your take on that one?
Well, it's consolidation, aggregation, right? The institutions continue to get bigger or get gobbled up, it seems, right? But they can look around at what are the best doing and ask partners like us, right? We have a vested interest in them being successful. And we are partnering with the best that we can find to empower that. So frankly, let's just talk, right? Whether it's us, others, we're here to really help them with where do you want to go. That's the joy. I was in New Mexico last week, right? Talking to credit unions in the beloved land of enchantment. I was in Chicago 2 weeks before that, right? And you know I was in Texas before New Mexico. So there's just that insight of whether that's me or really, you know, there's a lot on Team Origins that is willing to share thoughts.
Yeah, because it's moving so fast and it's so hard to keep up. I mean, it seems like it's a full-time job to keep up with what's going on out there right now. So, and I think any help from anybody, especially on the credit union side, especially maybe the smaller ones that may not have the resources that the bigger ones do, I think that's a huge boost for them.
At the end of the day, we're a credit union service organization, so we are here to serve.
I like it. Great message to end on. Britt, thank you so much as always, sir. Appreciate the visit.
Enjoyed it, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.